The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on Channel Radio. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and just me. My lovely co-host, Jill Serkin, isn't able to join us this week, and we wish her well and hope everything's going okay. But I am joined in the studio by some fantastic guests. Well, that's not even true. I have one fantastic guest, Mr. Gareth Cairns. Gareth, good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm really good, thanks, mate, and I'm really glad you're here.
You know what? I could have been a bit later. I think when you come down the M20, the last time I actually came down that road was actually for Business Bunker 2 years ago.
Right,
and you know
okay. What?
There was roadworks then, too.
It was the same roadworks, probably. It's crazy, isn't it? We are going to be joined by Johnny Jensen, and I've just spoken to him on the phone. He got caught in the same roadworks as Gareth is, but he obviously set off a bit later. He's going to be here in a few minutes. And we have got a recorded interview with the lovely Chris Lyle from the Maidstone Business Terrace and Let's Do Business that we're going to hear from in the second part of the show. But anyway, we'll crack on with things. We'd love to hear from you, all the people out there in the business world in the southeast of England. Do get in touch, do tweet us. You can tweet me at VanillaWeb, use the hashtag BBunker, give us a shout. We have had quite a few tweets already, but do keep your tweets coming. We'd love to hear from you. Right, I'm going to kick off by telling you a few things that are going on whilst we're waiting for Johnny to join us. There's the Booze and Booze. That's Booze, B-O-O-S. And Booze, B-O-O-Z-E. Fruitworks and Fond Coffee are having a Halloween bash. Booze and Boons. I can't even say it. Booze and Booze, over 18s only. Fancy dress. There's going to be games, karaoke, and music, and some themed drinks. All of this is taking place on the 28th of October, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. at Fruitworks in Stour Street, Canterbury, in the centre of Canterbury. It's entirely free to attend. So book your free ticket by going to eventbrite.co.uk/booze, B-O-O-S, and booze, B-O-O-Z-E. You can find your free tickets there to the Fruitworks Halloween Bash. Sounds scary.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at iTrust Assurance. iTrust Assurance are the speak up specialists, whistleblowers, and their fantastic app that supports communication in the business. And they say, can we have a Business Bunker shout out? Well, of course you can. You're always welcome to a Business Bunker. I can't speak today.
Do you want a drink of this energy drink I've got here?
Nah, no. That'll really do me in, Gareth. I'd gabble then. And the lovely folks at Paragon Drones, they say, hi, Paul. It sounds like it's going to be a great show, full of motivation and advice on making most of each opportunity. A mention would be brilliant. Thanks. Bring on the musical fromage. For those that don't know, that aren't regular listeners to the show, we always play a section called Cheesy Tunage, in which we pick a music track that has some incredibly tenuous link to one of the guests. And the track I've picked today is linked to Johnny, so I hope he's here to hear it, because it's especially for him. But I'm sure he will be. So that's the lovely folks at Paragon Drones. Do give them a follow on Twitter. And they're waiting to hear the cheesy tunage, as well as from our fantastic guests. So, what have you been up to recently, Gareth? I mean, we're going to talk to you about all the stuff that you're doing business-wise, but
just got back from Ireland.
Yeah, was that a holiday or family visit?
It was a holiday, visit. Yeah, very last minute, 2 hours before the flight, we booked the flight and flew over. So,
okay.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I think sometimes that's the best way of doing things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, yeah, really good. But a sort of relaxation and then back to it again on Monday. So.
Okay. And whereabouts are the family based in Ireland?
So they're up the very north, so a place called Derry City.
Yeah,
so it's right up the north, but Zoe loves it. It's the only place I can take Zoe where she can switch off.
Right.
So whenever she gets over, she gets to my mom's, we get there early morning. It's quite weird, because whenever my dad comes to collect us from the airport, he actually sees the plane coming over his house, so he gets up out of his bed when he hears the plane.
You mean why? Yeah, yeah. On the way, Dad.
And then he comes down, then picks up, and then we get to my mum's, and she has a big fry up ready.
Right, okay.
So yeah, a big Irish fry, and then that's filled.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been nice, but yeah. So we've done a lot of the tour. We've done the Anna Show on 100s, which is the coastal run.
Right.
And the Wide Atlantic Way, which is absolutely beautiful.
It's really odd. I don't know why. I really don't know why I was thinking about it. I probably do. I'm a great reader, and I read historical fiction. And I've been reading a series of books, and part of the action in this book took place on the island of Ireland. And I was just thinking to myself, I haven't been to Ireland for ages. And I just running through my head the last times I went and where I went and where I've been and where I haven't been. And I knew that I'd been to Belfast quite a few times. Yes. And I was thinking, why did I go to Belfast? I can't remember why I went to Belfast. I was working, and I eventually worked it out. I did, years and years ago, a long time ago, I did a lot of consultancy work for Harland & Wolff.
Oh, right, yeah.
And for Short Brothers. And that was the last two visits I did to Belfast. And I'm trying to think about it.
Yeah, Belfast, beautiful.
Yeah.
To be honest, the only time I ever been to Belfast recently has been on business as well.
Right.
But yeah, they're nice cities on the way up. You know, when people go to Ireland, they tend to go to Dublin.
Yeah.
Spend an absolute fortune in Dublin. And then, you know, but, you know, we had these American friends, they were from Florida, on the Florida Keys, and they messaged me and says, Gareth, we're heading over to Ireland. Can you give us, like, a small itinerary?
Right.
And they'd done the itinerary that I told them to do, and they says it was the best holiday they have been on in a while, and they travel quite a lot.
Right.
But it's, you know, I think, you know, if anybody travels there and you know anybody from there, just hit them up and say, you know, where can I go? Just don't go to all the touristy things as much as you can.
Yeah.
There's so much more to see out there, which is
absolutely
great.
I haven't been to Dublin for a while either. The last time I was in Dublin, I stayed in St. Stephen's Green at Westbury Hotel because I was speaking at an event there. And that was bizarre. It was really bizarre. This is very stereotypical. But I woke up really early on the morning that I was supposed to do this talk.
Yeah.
The hotel breakfast wasn't open. Yeah, it was early. It was must have been about 5:30, 6 in the morning. So I thought, do you know what? It's a lovely spring day. I'll go for a walk. I walked down the road, and the first pub I come to was heaving. It was absolutely heaving. 6:15 in the morning, and there was people all having a Guinness before they went to work. And I'm thinking, blimey.
It is, yeah. And the thing is, it can't get like that. And you know, I think it's like every big city, you're going to have those pockets like that. But it's kind of weird because whenever, like, you say for instance, I get up for work here, and say I want to go into London. I leave at 5:30, 6:00 in the morning to get in there. They beat the rush hour, but the rush hour. And you go down the M20, down the A2, on to, obviously, go through the tunnel and that, and it's absolutely heaving, right? Mm. I remember whenever I used to work in Ireland, I used to get up at 8:30 in the morning, and there was no traffic, and get to work for 8:45. It's just so relaxed. It's just, you know, there's no traffic jams and stuff like that. But that's the thing that I sort of dislike about Ireland, because whenever I go to Ireland, it's so laid back.
Right.
And it's like whenever I come back, like into England, it's like everything, there's always something to do. It doesn't matter what time it is.
Yeah.
But it's like after 9:00, it's like done.
It is funny, isn't it? And you're absolutely right. The whole island, north and south, it's very laid back. It's a beautiful country as well, just the countryside is absolutely beautiful. I went... when I was last there in Dublin, I was at the Jury Hotel just on the outskirts of Dublin, and for some reason I had to stay on a Saturday. I can't remember why, and I got a cab, and I got them to take me, and I can't ever remember what it was called. There was a big waterfall there. I can't remember the name of the place. Anyways, I'd heard about it, and everybody said it's worth seeing. So I hired a cab, and I drove down there. It took about 30 minutes to get there. It was almost down on the south coast. And it was absolutely fabulous. And I spent a couple of hours there just wandering around, watching this waterfall and watching the world go by. It was really brilliant.
Yeah. There you go. If you're going to Ireland, you get into Dublin, go south, Wicklow, Arklow.
Wicklow, yes. Yeah.
Wicklow, yeah. So that was obviously whenever you couldn't afford to fly away on holiday to Spain back, obviously, 20, 30 years ago. Mum and Dad always took the family down to a place called Red Cross in Arklow. Absolutely beautiful. It was like a caravan site and stuff like that, but it's just...
Is that fairly close to Cork?
No, Cork would probably, so you got Dublin would be halfway down Ireland, yeah. Cork would be the most southern, so you're probably chatting about 2.5 hour drive down to Cork then again from Dublin.
Right, okay.
But yeah, it's from Wicklow, was sort of a quarter of the way down.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But yeah, oh, absolutely
lovely.
Beautiful.
I had a nice time back at home seeing the folks.
Yeah, it's always nice to see Mum and Dad.
Yeah, of course. Cool, nice one. Okay, right, I've got some more emails to talk to you about, and hopefully Johnny will join us soon. Kenwood Trust, which is a residential home for people with drink and drug addictions, based in Yalding, just outside Maidstone, fantastic charity, and they're going to host a family Christmas fair. It's got a Santa's grotto and festive alpaca visits. Blimey. For the first time in 4 years, Kenwood Trust opens its doors to the public again for a magical Christmas fair. This is taking place on Saturday the 26th of November from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Local businesses can take advantage of this public event to sell their products and services ready for the Christmas season by holding a stand for just 30 quid.
That's
yeah, absolutely. So, you know, if you've got Christmas trees, Christmas tree decorations, craft stuff, well, anything, basically, you can have a stand for 30 quid at a Christmas fair. That's pretty good going, isn't it? Please email reception at kenwoodtrust.org.uk to book a stand, and there are 20 stall places available. To help raise funds for Kent's leading charitable alcohol and drug rehabilitation centre, Kenwood Trust will be hosting a Santa's Grotto. Santa's Litter Alpaca Helpers will be there for family meet and greets, festive saxophone tunes, 20 stalls offering local goods and warm festive refreshments. I bet there'll be pies and hot scones. This event is completely free to our local friends and families. Kenwood Trust is a residential drug and alcohol rehabilitation centre based in Yalding, offering a supported residential environment for men and women. The charity team are highly skilled and experienced at supporting individuals through the delicate and challenging process of change with a safe and supported environment. Penny Williams, who's the CEO of Kenwood Trust, says, we're set in 15 acres of stunning and peaceful countryside grounds in Yalding. We have wild woods to explore and animals for families to enjoy. We intend our Kenwood Trust Christmas fair to be fun-packed, kickstart to the festive season. Everyone can look forward to it. We're often supported hugely by local residents and churches. We hope this will be a great way to invite everyone along to thank, meet and enjoy the day while supporting our recovery charity. So that's Saturday the 26th of November, 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. the Kenwood Trust Christmas Fair. Oh, and now at last we've got Johnny with us as well. So welcome, Johnny. I'm not letting him sit down. He's just sat down, and I'm going to launch into him straight away. We're joined also by Johnny Jensen. Hello, Johnny.
Good to see you, Paul. Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. The traffic out there is appalling, isn't it, mate?
Well, it also takes a little bit longer to get to Ashford than you perhaps imagine when the blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Ultimately, responsibility starts with me leaving way earlier than I did, so sorry about that.
No, that's
thanks
all
for
right.
having me.
No, it's always a pleasure. Now then, I didn't get a chance to tell you this before we were live on air, so we'll tell you live on air instead. Yeah, what we're going to do with the show today, we've got two fantastic guests. We've got Gareth Cairns from ZC Social Media. We've got Johnny Jensen from Super Dad Team. We've also got Chris Lyle from the Maidstone Business Terrace, but that's a recorded interview. Our first guest is going to be Johnny, now he's here.
Boom, I'm in.
Yeah, but you've got a little bit of you've got a bit of time, because we do a feature called Cheesy Tunage. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just a music track I picked that has an incredibly tenuous link to one of the guests. And that guest is going to be you, Johnny. And it's incredibly tenuous. There is nothing behind it other than the fact it gives us a chance to have a little break while the music's on.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to play the Cheesy Tunies for you, and you're going to hit me. Do you know?
I'm trying to guess. It feels like Rocky Horror type song.
Daddy Cool. You see what I did there?
The job.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Talis Independent Financial Advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Lock Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially-minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
Hey, welcome back. That was Daddy Cool. But that was the Darts version, just to throw you.
I was going, Daddy Cool.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like a 70s version, I was thinking, of, rather than the rock and roll version.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I didn't want you to get it too easy, Johnny. You know? I'm glad you're pleased with it anyway. So that was the Cheesy Tunage, a rock and roll version of Daddy Cool. Yeah, okay, you all...
I'm really good. It's good to see you, Paul. So we've done a lot of things down the years. I think it's about 8 years ago I was first on here. Then we did Digital in Kent, where you kindly hosted for us.
So,
and now here I am as Team Super Dad.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we had you on, hasn't it? Far too long.
A lot's happened.
Yeah, it is. And we're going to talk about some of that in a minute. I'm trying to think when you were last on, where we were, because we weren't here, were we?
No, our more like down Rye.
Right? Yeah, I think we were in Dymchurch. Yeah. We've moved a couple of times since then as well. Yeah. Anyway, look, it's a pleasure to see you, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us. Why don't you kick off by telling us a bit about what you're up to, Johnny, and all about the Super Dad team.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Well, Team Super Dad I created off the back of my experiences through marriage, through the breakdown of that, my wife's health, lots of family experiences that were really unexpected. By the time my brother sadly took his life, I had nothing left. Bizarrely, you know, throughout that time I'd been on my own personal development journey, through coaching, through different programs. I'm a qualified firewalk instructor. Like, the tools I had at my disposal should have been enough. But I had, in almost like a modern world view of marriage, and we're the men, we have to look after everybody, as long as everybody else is okay, everything will be okay. But it was when, like as I said, my brother sadly took his life in Christmas 2014, it was like the last block
in
a Jenga game, you know, and the whole thing came tumbling down. Marriage ended, took a lot to put myself back together, and through that journey, I was like, this is unfair, screw the world, like, how am I going to, I've worked hard, how dare, like, a lot of, I'm even going to say anger, but there had to come a moment inside of all that where, and it's a cool story, it's a bit of a, you know, it is an epiphany, really. I was on a mountain climb, the highest mountain in Austria, which, by the way, is no Everest, right? It's a good climb, but it's not quite as high or as dangerous.
But just a hill, really.
It's a Grosslochner. So and my friend's a climber, and he said, come on, let's go. And the curious thing about this, right, is, and this is in relation to men, dads, blokes helping each other out. That friend, not that great a talker.
Right.
But rather than worry about that, he took me and did something that he knew.
Right, okay.
You know, and we can all do that. We don't we don't have to like suddenly be fix everybody. He said, let's go climbing. So there we are, and we're caught in this blizzard unexpectedly. Mm. And we're like roped together, crossing a crevasse, bunch of Hungarians we bumped into. No one knew each other. We couldn't see anything. And we just hand in front of each other, 1 foot in front. And then just as quick as the snow came, it cleared.
Right.
And I look back and how far we'd come. The danger was actually long past.
Right.
And just up a front was the hut we were headed towards. And literally it hit me. What if all the experiences I've had were supposed to teach me a lesson?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
What if the journey I'd come on, I was actually, was way behind me and what was available was actually in front of me. We got into the hut and I said to the woman, have you got a piece of paper? Have you got a piece of paper? She gave me this tiny scrap of paper. And on it, I wrote focus, fitness, finance, family and fun. And it became the genesis of Team Superdad. And I really realised that I'd been blessed with this storm of struggle. So that I could help other dads create the life they want and move forward and fulfill their potential.
It's one of those odd things in life, isn't it? Is that the awful things that can happen to us actually can change our lives, but it can actually set us off on a direction that we wouldn't have chosen under any other circumstances. Yeah. And whilst you would never say it's good that happened to me, because it isn't, the fact that how you dealt with it is to make a positive out of a negative, effectively, is the best mental medicine that you can adopt, really.
Yeah, and all men, you know, men and women, but let's talk about men. We need to take responsibility for the situation that we're presented with.
Yeah.
And if I take my marriage, right, I could be as upset or frustrated or resentful as I want to be, but I realised, oh my gosh, I was the one that asked her out.
Yeah.
I was the one that kissed her. I was the one that proposed to her. Like, there's that level of responsibility. And when we can take that in situations, it gives us incredible freedom.
Mm.
And freedom to realise, wow, everything that happened after that was as a result of that decision.
Yeah.
And if we take those decisions always as a lesson learned, then there's really nothing that we can't take on. And modern men, we've lost track of the idea of where are we headed? What could we possibly be? What's the life that we want? What does being a dad mean to us?
Yeah.
And we're like, I've got to work hard. I've got to pay the bills. I've got to look after the children. And we just lost our whole identity.
Mm.
And then one day we're fed up and miserable, wondering where do we turn next? And it's not about having money or not having money. You know, one of the dads I work with, is a tremendous rebuild story. But the crux of it, I said to him, you've got all this money, this successful business, but you're incredibly unfit. Your wife thinks you're an asshole, and you hardly see your kids. I was like, he goes, but when we're nearly there, I'm going to sell the business, we're going to have all this money. I said, if you get to the finish line and you look around and you're on your own, what kind of a win is that?
Yeah.
And I'm not taking full responsibility for that penny dropping, but where he's at right now, with his relationship restored, he's taken a sabbatical from work, with his children, he's helping coach his boys' football team. It's an incredible breakthrough story that's available to all of us, but it starts with taking responsibility and actually saying, hang on, what do I really want?
Mm.
What can I do here to lead my life and my family?
I think you make a massively important point there, Johnny, is that sometimes we do things based on what we think are societal norms, for instance. You know, we got to be a breadwinner. You know, that's my role in life, is to make money to look after my family. But that might not be what your family want. sure, we'd all love money, but time and attention is some of the most important stuff you can give people, not money. Yeah,
absolutely.
And I don't think we ever think through our lives and plan anything until something goes wrong. And then we kind of panic and start looking around and going, what happened there then?
Well, here's a curious thing for single dads. I do work with a lot of single dads, but it's not just about single dads. You know, if we can restore a relationship, if we can hold a family together, then that's incredible.
Yeah.
But also, don't stay in a relationship that's broken.
Yeah.
You know? As I was about to say, one of the amazing things I realised, I've always been a very hands-on dad.
Yeah.
But when you break up, all of a sudden you're forced to make the most of weekends, to do things with your kids. And things like, oh, we had to mow the lawn, or we had to go to that IKEA, or we had to go and do this. When the focus is put on, you've got 48 hours to have fun with your kids.
Yeah.
It's amazing how all that other stuff doesn't matter one jot.
I'm laughing.
Yeah.
It's no laughing matter, but I'm laughing because of something that happened to me. When I got divorced a long, long time ago now, we were most concerned about our youngest son, and how he would deal with it. He was 10 at the time. And I called him in and I sat him down and I said, look, your mum and I are getting divorced. He went, oh, for God, that laugh. And I went, I beg your pardon. He went, it's so embarrassing. I'm the only one at school whose parents are still together. Oh, right, okie doke, fine.
Yeah. And do you know, I mean, that's that level of reality to it can happen. And I know my personal experience, there was so much like angst about, I've got to keep us together. I've got like, this isn't the plan. I've got to show. I've got to make it work. And also, if we break up, what the hell will happen? Yeah. It will be awful. Mm. And there was a struggle afterwards. But the morning after, I woke up, and I was like, oh wow, okay, yeah, we've broken up.
Yeah.
And there's no kind of like, I wasn't dead. Like the world hadn't ended. There wasn't. What was there was just a sense of, oh, right, here we go. And then we take on this chapter.
It's interesting, isn't it? With anything like that, with any point, whether it's a relationship or a business or an association with anything, if it comes to a head outside of your control, you know, there's two sides of this, isn't there? There's, if you want to break it up, you have a different approach to it rather than you being broken up, if you see what I mean. Yeah. So you've got these two conflicting ways of dealing with this, but the thing is that so many people on the being broken up with side of things just get totally hung up on being broken up with, and not thinking about moving their life forward. Whereas if you break up a relationship with somebody else, it's normally so you can move forward and do something different.
Yeah, normally that person might have been planning it for a while, so they're much more ready.
Yeah.
But it's really cliched.
Mm.
And that sounds a bit harsh, right? Because we're talking about matters of the heart and like, I'm on my own, heartbroken, all that sort of stuff. But if you can get taking emotion out of it and you can just get in reality, there is no such thing as the end, like broken heart. There is like, we were together and it was great, and now we've ended, and now there's a new chapter.
Yeah.
Being upset is appropriate but decide, like, okay, right, well, I'm going to be upset for a couple of months here, then I'm going to rebuild.
Yeah,
not it's a year gone and I'm still heartbroken about it. It's like, what's the point of that? It's difficult to grasp in a moment, but many of the dads, if we're talking about these kind of things with them, or working with dads in this capacity, you're saying to them, look, in a year's time, you're going to feel completely different. Oh, no, I'm not. You don't understand. I was like, well, I do understand, because I've worked with loads of dads and I've been through it myself. It's like, it's always but. You've just got to park that and say, right, okay, well, I'm going to shut up and listen.
Yeah. It's almost as if people don't want to let go and move on, isn't it? It's as if they come to a point in their life where they go, that's it. It's just a stubbornness to some extent that says, I'm just going to sit here and wallow in my own self-pity, and I'm not going to do anything about it.
I call that stuck.
Yeah, you know.
And they're like, damned if I go this way, damned if I go that way. But those men, and this can happen in a relationship, out of a relationship, particularly around our middle age, right, we become disconnected with what we actually want in life.
Yeah.
And our values. Mm. Our values have been compromised so many times.
Yeah.
A classic one in relationships is being late or being on time.
Yeah.
Says the man who was 10 minutes late, right? if you've been with someone 15 years and you're like, oh, we're late again, huh? You know, it's like, if that is a core value of yours and it's been compromised that many times, you become so disconnected from that. But in actual fact, we're not disconnected. Mm. It just hurts each time, but we don't realise the reason we're being hurt. So when you're trying to put your life, not always back together, when you're trying to like refocus and re-energize your life, the first step, I've got a power code, right? Purpose, ownership, work, do the work. engage quality people, and reward and rejoice. But that purpose and ownership part right at the beginning, getting clear about who you are and what you want. Mm. You know, what kind of family do you want? What kind of fun do you want to have? What kind of sex life? What kind of body? What kind of, like, wake up.
Yeah.
Reconnect with what you want. And then the ownership part is, well, why the hell haven't I got it? Oh my gosh, I'm overweight. Or oh my gosh, I wake up and think negative stuff. Oh my gosh, I drink 4 cans of Stella and have a line of Coke every weekend. Like, oh my gosh, where is the responsibility and the ownership? And when you get clear on those things, if you're a man who's saying, I want something more, then you can look at this and say, well, that isn't consistent with where actually I want to be, whether that's work, whether that's a relationship. It's about taking a stand and saying, I'm going to do something here that's going to create a whole new chapter. I'm going to be that man that you married, or I'm going to be that man I want to be. Are you up for it? Do you want to come on that journey with me? It should be a really exciting time. And what we're actually doing there is tuning back into our masculinity, not patriarchal, not dominating, but actually having the confidence to lead our own life and say, I've had enough of that. That's not what I signed up for. This is who I am. This is where I'm going for. Done right, it should inspire your wife, your partner. Done right, your kids should be like, whoa, that's my dad. And that's where we create the forward momentum and men actually thriving. Because I think if we think about our circle of friends, we all know one or two mates, one or two dads who are just getting by, who are smiling on the outside but broken on the inside. And that is the essence of what Team Super Dad is about.
I think that's half the battle as well, is actually not knowing. You know, you get a lot of people out there, and you get a lot of people that you know, and they do put on a good face.
Yep.
But see, behind closed doors, it's a completely different world.
Absolutely.
And I think,
Absolutely. You don't need to follow this because some of it's quite horrible, but there's a Twitter handle called Fesshole.
Yeah? Right.
And it's an anonymous posting tool where people can put anything that they've done weird or wrong or anything. I tell you, it's an eye-opener. There's lots of gross stuff on there, and you've kind of got to ignore that. But the sheer number of relationships that are in trouble and they haven't told each other over some of the stupidest things you could possibly imagine.
Yeah. That's big to them.
Yeah.
That's huge in their mind, but it's actually quite small.
Yeah, and basically, you get people posting, I'm going to leave her. If she does that one more time, I'm going to leave her. And everybody goes, well, what did she do when you told her? Well, I haven't told her. You know, really? You know, and you see that. The scary thing is how many posts are put on like that where someone's in a relationship and something that the other person's doing is annoying them, but they've never, ever even told them that they find it annoying. But they're on the point of going, I'm going to end this relationship, because they keep, you know, leaving the top off the toothpaste. And you go, just tell them.
Exactly. And in that situation, right, being divorced is no flipping like beach flipping day out, right? It is tough. It is, but it's better than being in a broken relationship. That's clear. But if you're breaking up over toothpaste or a toilet seat he doesn't listen to me, you know, like, this is the important part of reconnecting. Yes, I said about ourselves, but then I got a tool I created called the Reconnection Conversation, whereby you have two people sat opposite each other, and you take turns. So it's not really a conversation, but it is a dialogue,
right?
And you take turns. What is it you want me to know? What is it that I don't do that I used to do that you liked?
Yeah.
What could I do to support you in the coming weeks?
Yeah.
And that type of, so you just present that to your partner. You're like, okay, I got that. Not as a blame, not as a fault, just as an opportunity to make an adjustment, to improve things. You know, when a Formula One car comes into a pit stop, like, it takes seconds, and they make quick changes, and it sends it back out to perform brilliantly again. And, like, we don't think, like, what quick changes could I make here that's going to make this easier, that's going to make this more fun?
Yeah.
I mean, I could talk about this for hours.
Absolutely.
Obviously, yeah.
And it's a fascinating subject. What I want to pursue now, if I may, Johnny, is the business side of this.
Yeah.
So you've talked about what it is you do, and you've talked about that with great passion and belief and enthusiasm and encouragement, which is great and very interesting stuff. And I'm sure we might come back to that again in a minute. I'm interested in the business journey as well. You stuck up a mountain in Austria. It stopped snowing. You got a scrap of paper. You wrote down some ideas. What happened from there?
So I've been involved in digital marketing since 1999, and I came home a bit like Jack and the Beanstalk, and my dad said, "You've left your job for what?" As if anyone's going to book a holiday on the bloody on a computer, right?
Yeah,
so that was 1999. My journey through digital marketing meant that I had a really good understanding of online coaching, how to create products and services, basically inbound marketing funnels, obviously social media, we're here today as well. So how that idea, an online community for men, a coaching program for men, a one-on-one online coach, how to make money out of that wasn't a question I had to go away and hunt around. Now, obviously, turning it into a success is another matter.
Right.
But really, I'd wanted to do something like this for a while.
Right.
I just wasn't quite sure what.
Right.
And then God, the universe, whatever your persuasion is around those sorts of things, presented me with the experiences that I had. And that going way back, like my mum died when I was a kid. My dad's had divorces, marriages, there really isn't many experiences I haven't had.
Right.
Going back to the point of why has this happened to me, it's like, well, imagine it was all meant to happen so that you could do this.
Right.
Even my digital marketing knowledge, imagine that was given to you so you could go out and create this program.
Yeah.
And so the online, the group program, the Hero Academy, men can come into that program. There's a whole online portal of training. We have group sessions, small group sessions on a weekly basis, and then some of my dad's work with me one-on-one on a weekly basis. The Power Code, as I mentioned, the purpose, ownership, work, engage and reward, that happens over 10 weeks, and just like anything, there's different levels of price, which suits people in different situations as well, which is really important.
Okay. I love what you said, and I absolutely get what you've done and why you've done it and how you've done it and what's inspired you to do it. Interestingly, I mean, and again, I'm talking stereotypes here on time, but one of the things that quite often leveled at men is that they're not emotional. They don't deal with their emotions very well. They tend to bottle stuff up. And I wonder how easy, when you first started the groups that you were doing, how easy you found it or not to get people to actually come into it. Do a lot of dads, or did a lot of dads think, well, this is just another indication of my failure as a man to have to go to a support group?
Yeah, well, Team Superdad definitely isn't a support group. It has a better function of it from that. But Team Superdad really is about kickstarting your life.
Right.
The name comes from Superdad, which isn't about being something that you're not, but it is about being able to tackle any challenge that you're faced with. It's the confidence to dive in when you perhaps haven't got the clue what's going to happen. It's putting other people before putting your children before yourself. And then the team part is the sense that so many men feel on their own.
Yeah.
And I say, you're not alone, you're on Team Superdad.
Right.
I, in my life, have had the great opportunity and thrill of being on teams, both from school teams through to the Chicago National Junior Guard team. We won the US Nationals back in 92, I don't think it was.
Right. Okay.
So, like, having that coach there, again, being on a team, you get a coach, you get that accountability, you get a sense of, oh, I thought I was awesome, but there's someone better than me, or I thought I was not very good at anything, but here I am. I'm not good at scoring a goal, but I'm bloody good at defending. There's a when you're working in a team, you get that support network. And on the point of men not opening up, listen, people don't just walk in their droves through the front door of Team Superdad. Mm. And working with single dads, very tricky. It's like trying to sell fitness in a pub.
You know they
need it, but they don't want it, right? But it is about, if you're sat there, if you're listening to this, you're like, oh yeah, I want to kickstart my life. Mm. Like, I wake up and look at myself in the mirror every day and go, is this it? Mm. Right? They're the kind of men that if they don't always have the tools or the understanding of where to start or how to do it. You can't read the 150 odd books I've read, this afternoon. That's taken me 25 years.
Yeah.
And so it is about men who are looking for that fresh chapter, that fresh kickstart. And the moment that's on their mind, there's an interest there.
Yeah.
And as far as men not talking, right, here's my response to that, and it is to counteract it or contradict or whatever, basically to challenge it, is that men have always spent time together.
Yeah.
We went out as cavemen hunting. We went out as in tribes into the jungle to forage. We farmed. We were soldiers. We're like, we live in this micro moment of the 2020s, right? Equality, brilliant, should be here. It's not even a conversation. But men have lost what it means to be a man, right? We got like, well, I've got to do the shopping. I've got to change the nappy. Of course you should do that. But it doesn't mean you can't still be a man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sensitivity about the expression man up.
Mm.
But like, what if man up was go for it? Mm. What if man up was be your best? It doesn't have to be, oh, if you're a man, if you're not a man, if you can't cry, like, we don't share your emotions. No, but what I find is when you create a safe space, men are happy to open up.
All right.
Particularly if there's a structure or, like I said, you create a safe space. And the moment someone sees, oh, yeah, I was wondering how to do that.
Hmm.
A slightly off tangent but relatable phrase I like to talk about is the fat kid that comes last in a race just beat every other kid that didn't enter the race.
Yeah.
And so if you're a dad going, well, how the hell do I start? I don't know what to do. Even that thought is the first step.
Yeah.
Because then you can have a conversation with someone else and say, did you listen to the radio the other day? Or did you go and look at this? Or did you read a book? Did you watch Tony Robbins' video? Did you listen to a Les Mills audio book? Like, we've never had this kind of knowledge so easily at our disposal.
Yep. Yeah.
And let alone, I could go off on one here, but like, religion, like there's a lot in the Bible about being your best and about putting your best foot forward, ask and it shall be given. The law of attraction and the secret is another powerful area.
Mm.
But it transcends and goes way back to ancient Greek and the Stoics. Mm. There is wisdom through the generations about being a man.
Right.
And in this crazy time that we live in today, it seems to be lost. And that's what's important.
Yeah, absolutely. Johnny, this is a fascinating subject, and I mean, we could talk about this. For sure, and that's good. Your passion and your enthusiasm for this is brilliant. I just want to finish off, if I may, for the moment. I mean, we can talk again a bit later. You've mentioned two or three things, kind of tools that you've developed. Just give us a bit of an overview of some of the things that you talk to people about when you're trying to inspire them to be their best self.
Well, like I've mentioned, the power code is very core to the Hero Academy and all the work inside of Team Superdad. Mm. If people go to teamsuperdad.com/group, then they can come and be part of all that. That's the free group, right? The power code, purpose, ownership, do the work, engage, reward and rejoice, is a complete view on how to tackle anything in life, either to tackle your whole life or to tackle one thing.
Mm.
Why am I doing this? Purpose. Like, what are my kids going to get out of this? What's my partner going to get? What are my business friends going to get out of this? Ownership. What's holding me back? Why am I not taking charge of this situation? What's the concern there, the doubt, the fear?
Mm.
Do the work. Like, who am I being right now that's going to have this come to fruition?
Mm.
Right? What would it be like if I was confident and bold in this moment? Would I get up on stage or would I go on a radio show?
Right.
And then engage. Who do I need to put around me? You know that adage of you are the six people you spend the most time with. But are you seeing your friends? Are you making quality time with your partner? Like, what kind of time are you dedicating to your children? Like, that engage part. And then finally, the reward and rejoice.
Hmm.
strange to say, but men don't have enough fun.
Right.
Like, guilt-free, planned, get together with old buddies and have fun. Like, put it in your diary. Like, once a month, you know, go do something with your wife for the day, or date night every week. Once a month, mm-hmm. go, you know, spend a whole day with your kids. Once every 12 weeks, make a plan to go and do something with your old friends. Every year, it's your birthday, it's Christmas, we have a party in the summer. Like, if you don't have something to look forward to and memories to look back on, then life can feel really hollow. And when we put that in place, like just those simple five elements, suddenly the everyday mundaneness can disappear, because that's what we're doing to be able to enjoy the rest of it. But when your face is pressed up against the glass, just living life, doing the work, like getting through the day, there's no space to feel anything, to enjoy anything. Even sitting and watching the football becomes like a guilty pleasure, you know? Like, no, if you've worked hard all day, put your feet up, have a beer, and like gift yourself that time. So, you know, that's pretty much the overarching tool, as well as the little tools I've mentioned, like in relationships, in stuff with your children, health and fitness. There's a wonderful thing in Japanese culture called ikigai, which goes back 2,000 years ago, and it's this ikigai is their power code. You know, it's like, this isn't new. I'm not Tony Robbins famously said, I'm not the guru. This is a culmination of my experiences and knowledge now packaged together for as many men that I can connect with and support.
Fantastic. Johnny, if people want to find out more about Team Superdad and how to get involved, what's the best way to do that?
TeamSuperdad.com. Going back to my digital marketing experience, very easy to say, very easy to spell. TeamSuperdad.com, everything's on there.
Right.
But if you go to TeamSuperdad.com/group, then you'll get into the free group. And if you go to TeamSuperdad.com/hero, then you can book a free 30-minute hero call with me, as well as understanding what you want out of life and where you feel you're struggling. And that's also an opportunity to get onto the Hero Academy program.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Johnny. The links to that are actually on the Kent Business Radio website, and they'll stay on there forever. So if you didn't write that down, you don't need to worry. It's on the Kent Business Radio website, and you can find it there. Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
I'm definitely staying.
But for the moment, Johnny Jensen, Team Superdad, thank you so much.
Excellent. Thanks.
Fantastic. We've had a few people tweeting in while we've been talking now. I just want to catch up with a couple of things. Tracy Ferguson says, hi, Paul. I'm tuned in live today. Listening to the show. Gareth and I were talking earlier about Ireland. She said, I haven't been to Ireland yet. The beauty of Northern Ireland really appeals to me. It looks gorgeous. She's saying about what we were talking about, Johnny. Agreed, time is something we can't get back. We can have a past full of experiences and the memories they bring, or we can have regrets at the time lost. It's never too late to start making changes. Live in the present, be with those who value us, do the things that bring us joy.
Absolutely. Got goosebumps. Yeah. Perfect.
Absolutely. Let me just catch up with some of the other tweets we've had. What's on in Kent? If it's not too late, we'd love a shout out, please. We have two new categories on our app, Halloween and fireworks. Loads of events coming up for half term and for Halloween this and next week. Do download our app and have a look, and have a great show on the Business Bunker. Thank you. Talking of fireworks, I don't know if you saw, this is horrible. You know, the Just Stop Oil idiots that are up on the QE2 bridge. They sat up there last night, and all the local residents started a firework party to keep them awake all night. Just bonkers, and absolutely bonkers.
It is an important message, Paul. We're not sure we all agree with the but people are listening.
I don't think people are unaware of the message, though, Johnny. I don't think they're doing their cause any good whatsoever by damaging stuff.
Bringing the country to a halt as well.
Yeah, well, it's not just that. I mean, if you're going to campaign against climate change, CO2, it's probably a good idea not to cause a four-day traffic jam on the M25, to be really honest, or to throw tomato soup over a work of art. But there you go. And my view on it, we'll all probably have slightly different views on it, is the message is a fairly well-known message, because we do talk about it an awful lot. I just think their methods of doing whatever it is they think they're trying to do aren't very clever. And they're not going to, you know, I guess they're making themselves martyrs, but most of them are going to end up in jail, aren't they, for periods of time. And the two kids that threw ketchup over, tomato soup over the Van Gogh, are in court this morning, and they could go down for 2 years. I mean, they won't serve 2 years, but I'm not really sure what that's brought them, to be honest.
And I think as well, it's the authorities are going to start setting an example, if anything, and that's, you know, be a lot of these first-time sort of things that's happened. But the guy up the bridge was actually a bridge engineer.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, which I guess is...
that matters or what?
No, I guess that will inform you how he managed to get up there quite so easily as well, though, because he obviously knew and had been planning it for a while, and he obviously didn't want to carry on doing his job either, because he ain't going to have a job at the end of that, is he? And they're talking about, he turns out actually he's a New Zealander and he's not even supposed to be in the country apparently, right. So they're going to deport him when he comes down as well, so I don't think that worked too well, but there you go. Construction Expo, people have been on site, and they say, we'd like to say a huge thank you to All Health Matters, who were our platinum sponsors for the Construction Expo Awards, celebrating the best projects, people and innovations in construction. So a huge thank you to them. And there was a record number of entrants this year, and they're going to be opening the 2023 awards soon. So, blimey, all happening there. I'm just trying to catch up on some of the tweets, because we've had loads and loads of tweets in.
The best time to promote something is at the end of the last thing. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Marvel movies have taught us that, or maybe James Bond did it before Marvel.
Chips and Dinks, lovely Bev and Tony, been on. It's always great to have sound advice and information, especially in these strange, weird and worrying times. Really interested listening to the Business Bunker Show. Well, thank you for that. And we certainly do live in very interesting times at the moment. Again, Gareth and I were talking about this before we were on air. I've never known anything like it, what was going on with politics and government, and who the hell knows. And as a business person, a small business person, my biggest problem here is knowing what to do next. I don't know how to plan for anything at the moment, because I have no idea whether they're going to U-turn, go round a sharp bend, stop altogether, start again, or do anything else. And it makes life very difficult from a planning point of view.
It does. But we only should focus on things that we can change or we can have control over, because if we try and worry about things that are outside of our control, it creates a whole load of stress.
Yeah.
Focus on what you know works in your business, look after your clients and give great service.
Yeah. Sure, absolutely. You can only keep on keeping on at the best of times, because, you know, trying to keep up with where they're going is impossible, because I don't think they know where they're going themselves. Right, I think I've caught up with everything so far about that. But do keep your tweets coming. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom in a few minutes anyway. When we come back, we're going to talk to Gareth. But before we hear from Gareth, we've got an interview with Chris Lyle from the Maidstone Business Terrace. I spent a day at the terrace a couple of weeks ago, and I interviewed loads of people from the terrace and loads of people from Maidstone Borough Council. And we've been playing our interviews over the coming weeks. And today's episode is with Chris. Chris is the business mentor and advisor from the Maidstone Business Terrace, but she works for Let's Do Business, who are a business support organisation. But we're going to hear from Chris after we've been to the news. But for the moment, I've got some other stuff to tell you about. The Sevenoaks Chamber of Commerce are asking, do you have a LinkedIn company page? We are excited to announce the first in a series of quarterly LinkedIn workshops to help you create a winning strategy and get better results as part of a long-term marketing plan. If you're not using LinkedIn to its full potential, you're missing out on the huge benefits and opportunities for your company. Now's the time to generate more business and be the go-to expert above your competitors. The training workshop LinkedIn company page offers a powerful way to publicize your business, attract more clients, share industry updates, and become a thought leader. Award-winning expert and marketer Jen Taylor will show you how to create and optimize a robust LinkedIn page that can act as a voice for your organization. Learn how to build your content strategy and grow and nurture your audience. And on the workshop, you'll receive a free LinkedIn checklist with all the training notes. If you want to find out more about this, you have to go to LinkedIn, surprisingly, www.linkedin.com/businesstreemarketing. So linkedin.com/businesstreemarketing if you want to look at going on a LinkedIn company page workshop. Oh, this intrigued me because I just thought this is a really neat thing. Yeah. An Indian restaurant has started sharing its premises with a new village eatery because it's shut during the day. So the restaurant only opens in the evening.
Yeah, so makes total sense.
Yeah. Isn't it? You know, so they've got a local cafe. So long-time cafe owner Brian Saunders, who used to run the Top Munch in Strood, which closed during the lockdown, has now set up the Top Munch business in Cliffwoods during the day at this Indian restaurant. He opened the Cliffwoods Cafe with his daughter Holly Blenfin after noticing there was nowhere to get a coffee in his home village. The eatery is located inside Indian restaurant Cliff Spice at Parkside Parade, as the restaurant is shut during the day and sits empty. Brian said the owner has got me in and I help pay the rent. He's trying to rebuild and revamp the restaurant and I'm showing it can be busy around here. What a clever idea.
Yeah, have you ever added the Top Munch?
No.
Beautiful.
How's it? Yeah.
Best fry ups ever. So that's in Strood, where I come from.
Right, okay.
Or where I live. So you got the Top Munch, which is just off Rochester Bridge.
Right.
And then obviously then the Cliff Spice.
Yeah.
That's out in Cliff Woods. So that's the road out towards Cliff Town itself.
Right.
But that restaurant, Cliff Spice, is beautiful as well.
The funny thing is, they sent me a press release about it. They did have a picture of a fry up in the press release.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to beat a fry up. What's your thoughts on that, Johnny? Is from a motivational sort of side of that? Because obviously we've sort of fried foods that can sort of go one way, can get you.
No, your diet is. Look, my fitness and my health diet is something I'm definitely focused on. A bit of what we enjoy is definitely worth it. You know, keeping track of your weight is not something you don't need to be on the scales all the time.
Mm.
But if you're exercising and you're taking on board a sensible amount of calories, it doesn't really matter where a fry up fits in, especially if you're sat there with friends or your family enjoying it. So.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Ah, right. We've got a couple of minutes yet, so let me do something else here as well. Do keep your tweets coming in. The next meeting of the Marsh Network Online will be at 10:30 a.m. on the 19th of October. That's tomorrow, isn't it? Manana. And our speaker will be Heather Petty from Utility Warehouse, who will discuss and hold a Q&A on the energy crisis and the support that's available. Why not join organisations from Kent, Sussex and beyond for our relaxed style of professional networking? Tell us about yourself and your business or charity, how we can help and support your organisation to succeed, develop and grow. If you want to find out more or to book a place, www.marshnetwork.co.uk. And I think it's time we join the Channel Radio newsroom. When we come back, we're going to talk to Gareth Cairns and we're going to hear from Chris Lyle. And I'm sure we're going to talk some more to Johnny Jensen. Do stay with us. We're going to go to the newsroom right now.
This is Channel 2.